हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यम् करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रीयोपनिषदि ब्रह्मानन्दवल्यां द्वितीयोऽध्याये प्रथमः अनुवाकः, दि फस्ट् सेक्शन् आफ् दि फस्ट् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् विद् द टैटल् ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ली आफ् तैत्रीय उपनिषत् बिलाङ्गिङ्ग् टु कृष्णयजुर्वेद। ॐ ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्ता, सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितम् गुहायाम् परमे व्योमन्। सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति, तस्माद्वा एतस्मादात्मन आकाशसम्भूतः। आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः, अद्भ्यः पृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः, ओषधीभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात् पुरुषः, स वा एष पुरुषोन्नरसमयः, तस्येदमेव शिरः, अयम् दक्षिणः पक्षः, अयमुत्तरः पक्षः, अयमात्मा, इदम् पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठ। तदप्येष श्लोको भवति, तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। इफ् यु टेक् दिस् होल् अनुवाकः, प्रथमः अनुवाकः, वि नो ब्रह्मविद् परम् आप्नोति, इस् इस् दि कोर् स्टेट्मेण्ट्, अ ब्रीफ् but profound statement which introduces Brahma, the absolute reality. So knower of Brahman attains Brahma. So attaining Brahman is knowing Brahman. There's no way of attaining Brahma. Knowing Brahman is attaining Brahman, and knowing Brahman, attaining Brahman is knowing the nature of Brahman, fullness of happiness. And knowing the nature of Brahman is, again, attaining the nature of Brahman. Therefore, the benefit of knowing that Brahman also is revealed by the same sentence. Then, the Upanishad says that there is a Rig Mantra which really presents the definition of what that Brahman is, what that reality is. किं तत् ब्रह्म इत्यस्य प्रश्नस्य उत्तरं तु ऋग्मन्त्रेण दीयते. सत्यं ज्ञानम् अनन्तं ब्रह्म. वी एलाबरेट्लि अण्डर्स्टुड् वेरि क्लियर्लि दिस् अब्सल्यूट् रियालिटि ब्रह्म रियालिटि implied by the term Brahman because of its incomparable bigness. In incomparable bigness is due to its nature of being free from all limitations, possible limitations, time limitations, spatial limitation, object limitations. And that reality, which is of the nature of incomparable bigness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is nothing but pure knowledge, pure consciousness. This is the implied meaning of these defining adjectives. That is why this sentence, consisting of four words, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Satyam is Brahma, Jnanam is Brahma, Anantam is Brahma, is said to be Lakshana Vakyam. Directly, it reveals the reality in terms of its nature. Therefore, it is said to be Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. And Rig Mantra, in the form of a following sentence, reveals the benefit of discovering that Brahman. Yah Veda Saha Sarvan Kaman Saha Ashnute. The person who discovers that Brahman enjoys all objects of desires simultaneously, implying one who discovers that Brahman discovers the entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, and its complex, being non-separate from that reality, which is the very truth of I. It should result in having this vision, Aham Idam Sarvam, I the Self am the whole. The seeing this fact of oneself being the whole is seeing oneself being non-separate, seeing oneself as Brahma, seeing oneself being non-separate from everything, everything else being not distant from oneself. And that Brahman, where should a person discover? Guhayam Nihitam Veda has to discover that absolute reality, the only reality which pervades everything, which is always, which is in the form of everything. It's there without inside and outside, without being divisible, without any parts, but still it is available for recognition only for the human being, only in the cave of intellect. And the space, otherwise the exalted space, the human intellect. Why it's exalted space? Sanctum sanctorum, where reality is available for recognition. So one has to discover. Thereafter, that where Rigmandra ends, Tasmadva etasmat. Afterwards, Upanishad states, it is from that Brahman, which is also said to be Atma, because of its nature of limitless, all-pervasiveness, because of its being available for recognition as the innermost essence, that Brahman is implied by the term Atma also. So that reality, which is this nearest self, the very content of I, Aham, Tasmat, Etasmat, Va, Atmanaha. So, the very first sentence, after the Rig Mantra, Upanishad makes it very clear, that Brahman and this Atma, that Brahman, this Atma, that reality of the whole, being the very truth of innermost essence of every individual, obtaining as nearest self, as very content of Aham, is what this Atma. So from this Brahmatma, he says, Akasha Sambhutaha, space has originated. So from that mantra, tasmad va etasmad onwards, until the Annath Purushaha, we have Upanishad using the prakriya called Srishti Prakriya. In fact, Upanishad simply states, tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha akashadvayuhu vayoragni agnirapaha adhyav prithivi prithivya oshadhayaha oshadhibhyonam annat purushaha. When Upanishad just says, it comes up to the purusha, human being, implying all beings, living and non-living things, the entirety of the objective universe is implied by the one person, Anna, Purusha. Okay, now all the subtle elements and the gross elements and the elementals, living beings, non-living things, entirety of the cosmos, the objective universe, has originated from Brahma. This is what is implied by this portion. Even though very few sentences. But it is not explained how everything has come into existence. It's not explained. Because that explanation is not necessary. Because there's no such a thing called a creation. Nothing is created. Nothing is destroyed. There's only the two factors. Reality, the pure consciousness, existence, which is absolutely eternal. Whereas the power of the reality, otherwise it will be Maya or Prakriti, is perennially eternal. Because it is also beginning as an endless, but it has dependent existence and it is of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, absolutely there is no creation. Therefore, Upanishad's aim is not to. Of course, we are going to understand later on how there is no creationist at all. We'll come to know the topic with the example of Chandogya Upanishad. We will understand that part also later on. But here, so the entire universe has come into existence from Brahma. By stating this, what does Upanishad want to say? Upanishad says the entire universe has the status of being an effect. It is an effect. Karyam, Jagat Karyam. Which means Brahman is the Karanam from the standpoint of the Jagat. Brahma Karanam, Jagat Karyam. This is what Upanishad wants to say. So here, in fact, if a person is exposed to the teaching properly from a sampradaya with the teacher, who would have been a disciple of another teacher, then in this portion, the teacher can help you understand how the prakriya is inbuilt. Prakriya means the method of arriving at the reality. Because reality is the abstract, subtlest, formless, unobjectifiable, imperceptible, inconceivable, indescribable, still it has to be arrived at as the very sarupam of the knower, and which is neither the subject of knowledge nor the object of knowledge, which is not anything in the world, which is distinct from everything, at the same time which alone is in the form of everything. In order to help the students arrive at the reality, there is a method. That method is not explicitly known here. If a person exposed the teaching, we have to say how method is inbuilt in the Shastra. And from this portion alone, a small portion, where just Brahman is said to be the cause of Akasha, and from Akasha air came, and from air fire came, and fire from fire water came, and water earth came, and from earth the plants originated, and from plants, which is the food, as modified from a food, all living beings came into existence, and specifically human being is mentioned, and we also understand from Shankara Acharya's commentary why a human being is specifically mentioned. The whole teaching is for a human being. The human being alone can be an aspirant of moksha because of his exaltedness of having the knowledge of self-existence, being blessed with the free will and knowledge of dharma, right and wrong. Okay. So, now I'm going to stop here before I enter into the next portion of the Anuvaka. What we have understood, Brahma Karanam Jagat Karyam. And this Prakriya is called what? We can say Srishti Prakriya. Why? Prakriya means the methodology. So, Anaya, that by which, so Srishti Prakriya is a methodology involving the analysis of creation. So, method of analyzing the creation, thereby arriving at the truth. The same Prakriya can also be said to be Karanakarya Prakriya, the method of analyzing cause-effect system. The same Prakriya can also be said to be Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya, the method of superimposition and negation. These are the methods, three different names of the same method, the same thing. Let us understand the methods and then we will go ahead with the next topic. After Annat Purushaha, completely a different method is going to be introduced. Okay. So before we go to the next method, let us see what is this method. Because when you look at the Brahman as Jagat Karanam, Jagat as the Karyam, certain facts have to be understood by analyzing any cause and effect. Of course, any effect in the world is dependent on its cause for its existence. So, the universe also is dependent on Brahman for its existence. The universe has no independent existence at all. By itself, without Brahman, universe can never become the known, thereby can never have the status of being existent at all. Therefore, universe is as good as an effect. It is not that pot is made of clay. The universe is made of Brahman. No. Not that way. Universe has the status of being an effect because it has no independent existence at all. And is dependent on Brahman for its existence. And the universe, there's a time universe is not there. Ado nasti. Universe, nasti means what? The universe means here, what is universe again? Mere non-substantial forms, names and functions. The universe is as good as non-substantial forms, names and functions. Like if we take example of a clay pot, what is pot? I explained this last class also. Today I wanted to use all prakriyas together. I want to make it very clear. This house Puja Swamiji explains things. Okay. So, of course, any acharya is supposed to explain. And this I explained when I taught to you the Mula Grantha. Did we explain when we were holding classes in Spire Court Church Hall? I did explain many years ago. But some of you might not have been there that time. So again, I have to remind you again this time. The Prakriya. Isn't it? Otherwise, simply okay, from Brahman, space came, from that all elements came, living beings came, finished. No, what is the lesson? What is that Upanishad expects us to understand from this portion? Upanishad states Brahman as the Karanam, Jagat as the Karyam. Karyam has always dependent existence. Okay. Then, what is this karyam? What is an effect? An effect is nothing but non-substantial form name and function. Whether we take the example of clay pot or wooden furniture or a golden ornament, anything you can take, these are simple examples given by any acharyas generally. If we take any of the products, every product, if you analyze what is a chain or a bangle, nothing but non-substantial form, name and function. Why? Gold is the substance. Without gold, the chain is non-substantial form because there is no substance called chain without gold. So it's a form. Chain is a word denoting a form serving a given purpose. So given function, associated with a given function. Nama, Rupa, Karma. The karma literally means action, but please take it as a function of the purpose, isn't it? Nama, Rupa, Karma. So what is a pot? Minus clay. Pot is, clay is the substance. The word is the clay and substance is there only for the word clay. We remove the clay, a substance of the substantive clay, then what is the substance of the substantive pot? There's no substance called pot. So pot is again non-substantial form, name and function. So kevalam namarupakhyam is effect. So what is furniture again? Minus wood. Remove the wood, there won't be furniture. Therefore, any effect is nothing but non-substantial form, name and function. If similarly here, even though universe is not exactly the effect, universe is as good as the effect. Brahman is as good as the cause. The universe also, without Brahman, the whole jagat, if you take, the substance is Brahma and universe is non-substantial nama rupa karma. Shankara Bhagavatpada uses the same expression in Samadhar, in his commentary on Samadhar Upanishad. Nama rupa karmakhyam jagat. What is this jagat? Jagat is an effect, means effect is non-substantial form, name and function. That form, name and function remains non-traceably in the cause before its origination. Again at the end also it becomes non-traceably, it resolves in the very cause. Only in the middle it seems to be there. I explained this in Gita class. Okay. Avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyaktanidhananyeva. Understand, avyaktanidhanani. Avyaktadini vyaktamadhyani avyaktanidhanani. So initially they are non-traceable forms, names and functions. And then again non-traceable at the end, but in between they are traceable. This is what is jagat, which means jagat has no independent existence at all. Therefore, it is not countable as a parallel reality. Therefore, we say what? It is mithya. Brahman is satyam. Brahman, which has independent existence of the jagat, is satyam. So, of course, cause is not dependent on the effect for its existence. Cause can be without being an effect. Clay can be without being a pot. Wood can be without being a furniture. Wood can be as wood. Gold can be as gold. So Brahman can be, Brahman is always independent of the jagat. Therefore, that which is beginningless, that which is endless, that which is changeless, that which has independent existence is satyam, real. So Brahman is real, Brahman alone is real, Brahman is the reality, jagat is mithya. Brahma satyam, jagan mithya. We'll see Jeevopi Naivaparaha, we'll see later on. This, you know, the Jagat is Brahma. This is the most difficult equation, Puja Swamiji used to say. Jiveshwara Aikyam, no? When Jiva is equated to Brahma or Ishvara, it is easy. But Jagat is equated to Brahman means you are equating inert material universe to Brahma, the abstract consciousness. You're equating matter to consciousness. Equation of matter to consciousness is the most difficult. Inert matter, how can it be Brahma, consciousness? Because badhayam samanadhi karanyam. Badhayam samanadhi karanyam means equation is based on its negation of the universe as mithya. Isn't it? The whole universe is nothing but Brahma. Like ocean is water, pot is clay, ornament is gold. Okay, similarly here, the whole Jagat is Brahma. But Jagat is appearance of Brahma. Brahman is not Jagat. Brahman is not anything in the world. But the whole Jagat is Brahma. There's nothing which is not Brahma. But Brahman is not anything in the world. Like water is not any of the waves. But all the waves is water. Entire ocean is nothing but water. See, seeing the whole as Brahma is one thing. Second thing, how do we say that whole Jagat is Brahma? Because it is this Brahman in the form of existence of the Jagat. Any cause obtains in the form of existence of an effect. If you ask, in what form does the cause obtain in an effect? We shouldn't say pot, clay is in the form of a pot, we can say. But in what form does clay obtain in the pot? In the pot means what? Not inside the pot. In what form does the clay obtain as the pot? Clay obtains the name of existence of the form, name and function called a pot. So gold obtains in the form of existence of the name, form, name and function called a chain. In the same way, it is this abstract, formless, all-pervasive, causeless, beginningless, endless, changeless, indestructible reality, pure existence, conscious, the pure consciousness is in the form of existence of this entire universe. Water is existence with reference to ocean. Clay is existence with reference to pot. Wood is existence with reference to the furniture. They're all relative causes. But absolute cause, the only truth, which is in the existence of the whole, including time and space. As existence of time, existence of space, existence of all forms, names and functions, elements and elementals, living beings, non-living things, experiences, actions, results of actions, as existence of everything which forms part of the universe is Brahma. What is that? Pure. This is the consciousness which is in the form of existence of the universe. Existence with reference to the universe is what? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. So existence of wood is the existence of the furniture. Existence of water is the existence of ocean. Existence of gold is the existence of ornament. Therefore, existence of this consciousness is existence of the material world. Therefore, in what form does Brahman obtain? So when you're experiencing the world, you're experiencing Brahman. How? In the form of existence associated with Namarupa Karmakhyam Jagat. So experience of world is experience of Brahman in the form of very existence of the Jagat. Jagat Asti is means what? Enjoys existence. Because it enjoys it, because it shines. Bhati, it shines. So Brahman is inseparably there with everything. Okay? So Brahman is the name of existence. The existence. Asti, when you say, Brahman is in the name of existence of the world. Bhati shines means the world is known, means Brahman is in the name of knowledge in the world. And there are objects which attract different minds, different ways. The lovability of the object is what? Ananda. The name of Ananda. Ananda aspect of Brahman is the name of the desirability, lovability of an object. Don't let us not think about objects which are hated. Okay, which means is especially we have to understand only specifically we are understanding existence, was asti. So experiencing the world is nothing but experiencing Brahman in the form of existence with forms, names and functions. But without forms, names and functions, what is existence is there or not? Existence is there. When the whole world becomes unmanifest in deep sleep state, because we cannot think of pralaya, mahapralaya, because we will not be there. Mahapralayam will always be mysterious for us because we will not be there. We have to resolve for the mahapralayam to be there. So we can understand through the window of deep sleep state experience. In deep sleep state, and the entire world remains resolved, unmanifested, for a few hours. Okay. Then what happens to existence? Brahman. Because Brahman is timeless. Of course, Brahman is there as pure existence. A pure existence is not experienceable. Because abstract formless reality, in terms of its nature of existence, is not an object, objectifiable, cannot be experienced. Brahman is always experienced as the existence associated with forms, names and functions which constitute the jagat. But pure existence in deep sleep state, the whole existence, the whole jagat remains resolved, including time and space. There's no time, there's no space. There's no jagat. Jagat remains unmanifest, resolved, undifferentiated, as just total ignorance. Then what happens to Brahman? Then also, the pure existence, even then you can say existence is what? Associated with the total ignorance. The total ignorance is, whenever there's total ignorance, there's a sukha vritti. There's a sukham is also there. Sukham asti. The pure existence is what? Inseparably with the total ignorance and the bliss. Sukhanubhavaha. This is how Pyamaji explains, you know, total ignorance is bliss. But it is impermanent. It's not permanent. Such sukham will go because they'll be disturbed. Okay, what I want to say here, even then, existence is with total ignorance. Total ignorance is, but you cannot talk about it. So pure existence without the jagat is what? We add this adjective to help understand. Pure existence. The pure existence is not understood as pure existence. The pure existence has to be understood to be pure consciousness. In deep sleep state, there's pure knowledge, abstract, formless reality, which knows, which illumines the blankness of mind. In deep sleep state, which illumines the total ignorance, which illumines the bliss, experience, okay, which illumines that total ignorance is what? Which knows is the abstract formless. There is something abstract formless. How do you arrive at it? How do you know? Something because of the presence of which the blankness of mind shines. Total ignorance shines, which means, what is it which chilli means? What is it which knows? That is abstract. That abstract, something abstract, inexplicably subtlest. That is what, that is why that reality is implied by the term pure knowledge in terms of its nature of knowing. Even the word knowledge or consciousness is used to reveal the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing. Anamakam vastu, anamakaha ishvaraha, anamika devi. No word can be used. Even this word jnanam is used in terms of its nature of knowing. It is pure knowledge, is pure existence. So, existence, pure existence can be recognized only as pure knowledge when it is not associated with Jagat, the forms, names and functions. That pure existence consciousness is Brahma. Okay? So, Brahmaiva jagadrupena bhati. It is Brahman which alone is shining in the form of Jagat. Just as the light is shining in the form of world of opaque things. Now, light is shining in the form of opaque things. So light is one. Light is distinct from opaque things, but not distant. Light and opaque things are inseparable. There's no physical distance, time distance between light and opaque things. In the presence of light, opaque things shine. So opaque, the world of opaque things has never independent existence outside of the light. So light alone is shining in the form of the world of opaque things. So world of opaque things has no independent existence outside of independent of the light. Therefore, we have to say what? World of opaque things is mithya. Light alone is satyam. Light alone is shining as the world of opaque things. There is no second reality with reference to the world of opaque things. There is no second reality other than the light. In the same way, with reference to this entire world of inert material objects, prakritikaha prapanchaha, prakritikam jagat, there is no second reality other than Brahma. Why? Because consciousness, the light of consciousness, this is the pure knowledge, which is the pure existence. There's no distance, physical distance, time distance between consciousness, the knower consciousness, the witness consciousness, and the known world. There's no physical distance, there's no time distance. So consciousness is not distant. Consciousness is inseparable from the knower consciousness. Witness consciousness is inseparable from the witnessed, the known world, witnessed objects. At the same time, if the question comes, are they one then? Are light and world of opaque things one? Definitely not. Light has nothing to do with the world of opaque things. Light is different. Or world of opaque things is different. Like that consciousness is abstract, formless, reality, pure consciousness, existence is different. The inert, elemental, material world is different. Are they two then? No. They are not one. Definitely they are not one. Are they two? No. They are not two also. They can never be, because the world of inert material objects can never be counted as a parallel reality, a second thing other than Brahma, because it has no independent existence at all. Without Brahma, if the world can enjoy its existence independently, then it can be counted as a parallel reality. No. It has no independent existence at all, therefore it loses its countability as a parallel reality. Therefore, we say, so Ekam Brahma, a Dvitiyam Brahma, Advaitam Brahma. Only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality. Ekam Advitiyam Advaitam Brahma. Ahamasmi. I am that one secondless non-dual reality. For you to say, you must have shifted the I sense from Anatma, body, mind sense complex, to Atma intellectually, cognitively. Okay, I should be resolved in this abstract reality consciousness. Consciousness being the content of aham must be understood, the knower. Okay. This is how for us a Srishti Prakriya helps us arrive at Brahma. Now, if we look at it as a Karanakarya Prakriya, the same thing, isn't it? Now, Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. Why is it called Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya? Here, Brahman is not the cause. Jagat is not the Karyam. All that is there is only Brahma absolutely, in the presence of which the Jagat shines temporarily, becomes unmanifest, becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest, becomes manifest. There's a certain order in the realm of which the universe shines and resolves in Brahma. What is there absolutely always is Brahma, which alone is Satyam. So, therefore this, when you say, look, when you say Jagat is Karyam effect, from the standpoint of its being dependent on Brahma for its existence, we say effect status is attributed to Brahma, the universe. Effect status is superimposed upon the universe. The universe is not a real effect, but it's a superimposition of Karyatvam. Karyatvam adhyaropyate jagati. The status of being an effect is superimposed upon the effect, the jagat. Now, is Brahman the karanam? No. Brahman is not the cause of the universe. But still, causal status also is superimposed upon Brahman from the status of being the existence of the universe. So, karanatvam, the causal status is superimposed upon the reality, Brahman. Effect status is superimposed upon the universe. Karyatva adhyaropaha, karanatva adhyaropaha. It's called what? It's called, it is the step, first step is what? Superimposition. This causal status and effect status being superimposed upon Brahman and the universe respectively is said to be what? Adhyaropaha. Adhyaropaha. Then You say what? If the jagat is the karyam, the karyam is non-separate from its karanam. Effect is always non-separate from its cause, inseparable from its cause. Like pot is non-separate from clay, ornament is non-separate from gold, wash is non-separate from water, inseparable. In the same way, jagat is also non-separate from Brahma. If it is non-separate, what should you say now? Oh, wherever you see the pot, the top of the pot, the bottom of the pot, sides of the pot is nothing but clay. If you see the chain, wherever you see the chain, the effect being non-separate from its cause, top to bottom, wherever you check, the chain is completely, wherever the chain is, the chain, the form is non-separate from its gold. Therefore, I have to say what now? Pot is nothing but clay. Chain is nothing but gold. Ocean is nothing but water. So, jagat is nothing but Brahma. When you say, if pot is only clay, where is the effect? Then you say, earlier we superimposed the effect status to the pot. Now we say what? We negate the effect status attributed to the pot. This negation of the effect status is called what? Karya apavadaha, karyatva apavadaha, negation of the effect status attributed to the pot. In the same way, the whole jagat is Brahma because effect is non-separate from its cause. Therefore, effect is the cause. Therefore, we say what now? It means there's no effect. Negation of the effect status attributed to the universe is what? Apavadaha. Once you negate the effect status attributed to the universe, if there's no effect at all, and can we call Brahman the cause? No. Therefore, we have to negate the causal status superimposed upon Brahman also. This negation of causal status superimposed upon Brahman is what? Karanatva apavadaha. Okay, if you negate it now. So what now? Universe is not the effect. Brahman is not the cause. Then what is then? Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. Which means there is only Brahma appearing as the jagat. Kalaha Brahma, Deshaha Brahma. Everything is Brahma. There's nothing which is not Brahma. This is Adhyarupa Apavada Prakriya. So from these prakriyas, what do we understand? What is there is only Brahma, absolutely, in the form of existence of the universe. The universe is there, available for experience, available for enjoyment, available for transaction, interaction. Therefore, it is not unreal, it is not tucham, but it is not satyam also. Mithya. Satyam brahmaiva mithya prapancharupena bhati. It is satyam, Brahman alone is in the form of mithya universe. It is seemingly real, empirically real, objectively real, but absolutely not real. It is of the nature of becoming manifest and becoming unmanifest. Well, it's manifest also, it has no existence independently outside of Brahma. Unmanifest also, the universe is in the form of unmanifest power of knowing. The whole universe remains undifferentiated, unmanifested, where? In the form of what? In the form of unmanifested power of reality, Maya, Prakriti. As Maya, when the universe remains as Maya, as unmanifested power of knowing, then also it is inseparable from Brahma. When it is manifested also, it is inseparable, non-separate from Brahma. That is why, unmanifested as Maya, it is non-separate from Brahma. Manifested as a universe, knowledge also, it is non-separate from Brahma. Pujya Swami used to say beautifully, the Maya manifests is knowledge. The universe is knowledge, isn't it? When knowledge remains unmanifest, it is Maya. So Maya is unmanifest knowing power. Unmanifest knowing power is ignorance. Manifest knowing power is knowledge. So the whole jagat is manifest knowing power, power of knowing. That's why Ishvara, whole jagat is Ishvara. Knowledge manifest is Ishvara. The knowledge remains as pure knowledge, with this knowing power resolved, Brahma. So we can say all that is here is Ishvara, otherwise said to be. Only knowledge. This knowledge, jnanam eva bhati. Okay. This is the fact about what is see. Lot of things I take it for granted, assume that you will remember my other classes, so how I teach. Any opaque thing shines, it is knowledge. Shines in the form of a given object. Whatever you know about the object, that's knowledge Ishvara. Whatever you do not know about the object, that is unmanifest knowledge. So knowledge is always there, already there. I remember I used to give this example before, even though it is not apt example. Unfortunately, we don't have accurate apt examples because reality is unique by itself. There's no second thing like reality. Just, it's not very close, very close. Don't stretch the example. Just understand. If there is stillness of water, I'm sure you remember this example which I used to give before. The stillness of water. No motion or whatsoever. Stillness of water, clean stillness of water. Now we talk about two things, stillness and water. Even using the word and is inappropriate, because stillness is not a second thing other than the water. Stillness is of the water. There is stillness and there is water. But there is stillness of water. The stillness is not countable as the water. Because what is there is just the water. Stillness is what? The appearance of water. This water is still. Then we're talking about the stillness of water. Water is there a stillness? Yes. We're experiencing stillness there with reference to water. Stillness is. And the stillness is, we can't say stillness is not there, unreal. At the same time, it is not real also. Because there's no such a thing called stillness by itself, independently, without the water. Stillness has to be talked of as belonging to water, isn't it? Stillness is of the water. The stillness is not satyam. Stillness is with reference to stillness, the water and stillness. We say stillness is mithya, water is satyam. And the stillness undergoes, so stillness doesn't exist independently outside of the water, apart from water. The stillness undergoes a change. The water, the H2O, continues to be H2O. The stillness undergoes a change. Then there are ripples, there are waves lashing about. Is it? So what are the waves now? Waves are modified forms of stillness. Stillness modified become the waves. Stillness undergoes a change to become the waves. Now, waves are the non-substantial forms, the names denoting ghat and form, what in the condition, and the even waves also non-separate from the water. The karanam, the stillness, waves are the karyam. Before the waves, what is cause? We can look at the stillness is the karanam, waves are the karyam. Waves undergo change to become the waves, that is, stillness undergoes a change to become the waves. Again, waves resolve, remain as stillness after some time. Which means the cause stillness is non-separated from water, its source. The effect waves also non-separate from the water. Water is neither the cause stillness nor is the effect the waves. But without water there cannot be stillness or there cannot be waves. Water is the truth, reality, which lends existence for the stillness, mithya stillness, which lends existence for the mithya, forms waves. Water is not distant from stillness and waves, but water is distinct from stillness and waves. Water is neither the stillness nor the waves, but the stillness is of the wave, water. Waves are also of the water. It's a very gross example, not very apt example, just to have an idea. Understand? In the same way, so Brahman is neither the unmanifest knowing power, Maya, nor is it the manifest knowing power, Jagat. As unmanifest knowing power is ignorance, total ignorance. Manifest knowing power is knowledge. So whole Jagat can be reduced to one word, Jnanam. There's no Jnanam. There's no absence of Jnanam. There is unmanifest knowing power. There's still Narayanam only. Before the universe becomes manifest, what is there is Jnanam. The reality with its knowing power. After the manifestation of Jagat, the same reality with its knowing power manifest. Brahmaiva Asit, with its knowing power unmanifest. Brahmaiva Asti, Brahman alone is, with its knowing power manifest. The knowing power is manifest. Amazing. This whole Jagat shines. Knowing power becomes unmanifest. Whole Jagat remains covered in darkness of ignorance. So ignorance is not absence of knowledge. It's opposed to knowledge. Always Jnanam. Isn't it? There's only Jnanam. Where is ignorance? Absolutely, there is no ignorance at all. There's only Jnanam. That is why, if knowledge is existence, absolutely what is only existence. There's no such a thing called non-existence at all here. The non-existence is a relative term. Relatively, you can say asti, nasti. Absolutely, there's only existence. Absolutely, there's only knowledge. And that absolutely, what is there as knowledge and existence is Brahma. Abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma. Is it clear? Jagat has no independent existence at all. As a manifest universe doesn't exist outside of Brahma. As unmanifest knowing power, Maya, it doesn't exist outside of Brahma. Therefore, what is there absolutely is only Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahmaivasti. Brahman alone is. But when our pursuit becomes completed, Tad Brahma Ahamasmi. Aham Brahma. Brahma Aham Brahma. Tad Brahma Brahmaivahamasmi. That Brahman alone I am. In this vision, our Purushartha becomes accomplished. Isn't it? Okay. So this is the lesson we have to derive from, learn from this small portion. Tasmadva packed. See, packed content, packed information. Simply read the translation, what do you get? This is sampradaya is very important. That's why Naguro Radhikam Tattvam. Without, isn't it? That's why we bow to the Guru. Because this information, the methodology, the sampradaya reveals, unfolds what is hidden there in the Shastra. The tradition, teaching, the methods being inbuilt are brought to light in the process of teaching. During the process of teaching. Okay, we'll go ahead to the next portion now. Tasmadva etasmadatmana akashasambhutah akashadvayuhu akashadvayuhu vayoragnih agnerapah adbhyav prithivi prithivya voshadhayah voshadhibhyonam annat purushah. We finished. ಸೊ ಕಾರ್ಯಕಾರಣ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯಾ, ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪ ಅಪವಾದ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯಾ, ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಇನ್ ಬಿಲ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್. ನೌ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ತಟಸ್ಥ ಲಕ್ಷಣಂ. ವೆನ್ಎವರ್ ಸೊ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಅನಂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಜಗತ್ ಕಾರಣಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಟು ಅರೈವ್ ಅಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ದ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ತಟಸ್ಥ ಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ಅನ್ ಇಂಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮೆಥಡ್. When you have to arrive at somebody's hermitage, okay, which is on the bank of a river. The tatastha means on the bank of a river, something has to be arrived at, some house has to be arrived at. Then they'll give a clue. Go like this. You can see something. You arrive at that house. Not directly. This is the house, please go. They don't say. See, there's a crow sitting on the top of the house. That house is the your friend's house. Go there. Like this, here, by presenting Brahman as Jagat Karanam, at least there's a superimposing the causal status upon Brahman. And superimposing Jagat status upon the effect status upon the universe. Presenting as it as cause and effect, by analyzing the universe creation, we are helped to arrive at the reality. Therefore, this method is called what? Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Okay. Now we are entering into the next portion of the first Anuvaka.
ತಸ್ಯೇದಮೇವ ಶಿರಃ ಅಯಂ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಃ ಪಕ್ಷಃ ಅಯಮುತ್ತರಃ ಪಕ್ಷಃ ಅಯಮಾತ್ಮಾ ಇದಂ ಪುಚ್ಛಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ.
ಓಕೆ, ಸಿ ತದಪಿ ಏಷಃ ಶ್ಲೋಕಃ ಭವತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ರಿಗಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಋಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಅನುವಾಕ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದಿ ಋಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಋಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಅನುವಾಕ, ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಅನುವಾಕ ಟುಗೆದರ್ present, okay, from second anuvaka onwards until the fifth anuvaka, including the last portion of the first anuvaka, from where
tasya idam eva shiraha, tasya idam eva shiraha, tasya idam eva shiraha,
from there onwards I have not it explain anything here. Okay, I'm just mentioning tasya idameva shiraha, from that line onwards, and the second anuvaka, third anuvaka, fourth anuvaka, fifth anuvaka, until the fifth anuvaka, okay, we have another prakriya presented. What is this prakriya known as? ಪಂಚಕೋಶ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯ. ಪಂಚಕೋಶ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯ, ಪಂಚಕೋಶ ವಿವೇಕ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ದ ಮೆಥಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನಲೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಾಂಪೊನೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್. The material components which constitute the individual. The panchakoshaha. are analyzed here. What are these panchakoshaha? In Tattva Bodha, we all understood panchakoshaha. Before entering into the actual mantra, I'll explain this to you. We understood first three bodies. Really speaking, only one physical body, one gross physical body, only body. But we also talk about two other bodies. Why are they bodies? They're not bodies actually. They obtain within the gross physical body. Therefore, those which obtain within the physical body also are looked upon as bodies. Do you have subtle body? What is the body? There are many subtle aspects which indwell the gross body, which serve as instruments of knowledge and instruments of actions, internal and external, but all are subtle, which indwell the gross body. Therefore, all those formless subtle aspects together are said to be what? Sukshma shariram. So, sthula shariram, and we have sukshma shariram. And is something called karna shariram? No. There is no shariram. There is ajnanam, avidya, purna avidya, total ignorance. What is knowledge of? The knowledge of the ignorance of existence of the self, not knowing I am, is ignorance of self-existence. Not knowing what I am, together is what now? Purnam ajnanam. If I know I am, it is knowledge of self-existence. If I do not know what I am, it is half ignorance, isn't it? Half knowledge, half ignorance. Now, this total ignorance is what? If I do not know I am, I do not know what I am, if I do not know universe is, if you do not know what this universe is, then there is total ignorance. As purnam ajnanam. If I know I am, if I also know aham brahma asmi, is purnam jnanam. So, purnam ajnanam is what? Total ignorance is avidya. The purnam ajnanam, purna avidya. Total ignorance is actually karna shariram. Does it have a form or what? No, body does not mean a form here. So, body, sthula shariram, the gross body has a form. Therefore, it is a body. It is a body. But within the subtle aspects obtained within the physical body, respective places, therefore all those subtle aspects are invisible, imperceptible, but they can be inferred from the standpoint of the based on their functions. So they are constitute what? They are sukshma. Subtle aspects constitute sukshma shariram. So also the ignorance is the cause of the birth, is said to be karana shariram. So we talk about three bodies, sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram. So elemental gross physical body, elemental subtle elemental products, subtle aspects which constitute the sukshma shariram, and karana shariram. These three alone are divided differently into what? Five koshas. Three bodies looked upon in a differently as what? Five koshas. So the external physical body is gross physical body being the product of food, born of food, sustained by food. Again, finally, when it gets disintegrated also, it becomes food in the form of soil, earth. Therefore, it is said to be annamayaha koshaha. Annamayaha. Annamayaha dehaha. Annamayaha dehaha. And annamayaha dehaha,
the modified form of food in the form of physical body, is looked upon as a kosha. Is like a kosha. It is like a cover. It doesn't cover. Like a cover. It's not really a cover, but it's like the cover. Kosha vat, not koshaha. Isn't it? So it is one annamayaha dehaha. Then in between, then we have take all subtle aspects. What is next to this? Immediately available subtle aspects within the physical body are physiological functions. So one vital air obtaining as the governing aspect of the five functions. Five physiological functions. Okay, pranaha, pancha prana, subtle. So pancha pranaha. And also five subtle powers of organs of actions. 10 aspects. Five physiological functions. And five subtle powers which serve as instruments of actions. Karmendriyani. Pancha pranaha, pancha karmendriyani. All 10 of them together are looked upon as pranamayaha dehaha. Pranamayam shariram. It is subtle. The standpoint of a gross body, it is subtle. Why these 10 are taken together? All these 10 are products of rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Pancha karmendriyani, pancha pranaha are all products of rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Of course, the gross physical body is the product of the tamasic aspect of gross elements. Whereas, pancha pranaha, pancha karmendriyani, 10 aspects are products of rajasic aspects of subtle elements. We don't need to know how they become, how subtle, rajasic aspect becomes subtle. We don't need to know all that. Our aim is not that. So, Shastram says we understand this much. And what is subtler than the pranamayaha dehaha? Pranamayaha deha is manomayaha. Manomayaha subtler than prana. Because it is, how, on what basis do we say it is subtler? Mind, manaha, the emotional aspect of the antahkaranam, and five subtle sense powers, the powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. Jnana indriyani, pancha jnanendriyani, manaha, the six aspects together constitute what? Manomayaha dehaha. Because these are all the products of sattvic aspects of subtle elements. So, tamal, physical body, gross, because modified form of the product of tamasic aspects, aspect of gross elements. Tamasic aspect of subtle elements. So, gross elemental product. Whereas, subtle products. And, what about vijnanamayaha? Vijnanamayaha is again the intellectual aspect and the subtle powers of, powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. So, the jnanendriyani are taken in pranamanomaya and also in vijnanamaya. So, vijnanamaya means intellect and five subtle powers. జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి, పంచ జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి బుద్ధి. దీస్ సిక్స్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ విజ్ఞానమయ దేహ. సో మన జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి మనోమయ, అండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ అటెకెన్ టు బి విజ్ఞానమయ. విచ్ ఈస్ సట్లర్, సట్ల, సట్లర్, సట్లెస్ట్ ఇస్ విజ్ఞానమయ. మచ్ సట్లర్, సట్ల, సట్లర్, మచ్ సట్లర్, మచ్ మచ్ సట్లర్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఆనందమయ. సటిల్, సట్లర్, మచ్ సట్లర్, మచ్ మో, మచ్ సట్లర్ ఇస్ ఆనందమయ దేహ. దిస్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది సట్లెస్ట్ ఈస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది మెటీరియల్ కాంపనెంట్స్ విచ్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ బాడీ. ఇండివిజువల్ ఈస్ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ ఆత్మ. But here, we have to understand that Brahma, the pure consciousness existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, the only truth of the whole, this is what that consciousness existence is. This is how it is. And I has to be resolved choicelessly in that consciousness only. Just as a wave has to be resolved in water, as what wave is nothing but water. What choice you have? What is wave? What choice do we have? We have to say wave is water. Saying this, this seeing the fact of wave being water is what? Cognitively resolving the wave in water. Physically we don't do anything, isn't it? In the same way, seeing I, the first person singular pronoun I, all the time is used by every individual human being to refer to oneself. What exactly is this I? It is knowledge. I am, if you add am, it is much clearer. Knowledge of the existence of oneself, I am. If you analyze, what is I am? Knowledge of existence of oneself. It is expressed knowledge which arises in him of a thought. When it is expressed, it becomes a word. If it is not expressed, in the name of a thought. Can you say I am orally, verbally, if you do not know you are? Very important. If you do not know you are, can you say orally that you are? I am here. I am sitting here. I am listening to the class. Can you say this? For you to say I am, you must know that you are. I mean, for you to say you are, you must know you are. For me to say I am, I must know I am. Therefore, knowledge precedes word, isn't it? Word presupposes knowledge. ఫస్ట్ జ్ఞాన ఉదయ అనంతరమేవ శబ్ద ఉదయ. వర్డ్ కెన్ గెట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ దర్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఫస్ట్. వాట్ కమ్స్ ఫస్ట్? ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఫస్ట్? ఐ యామ్. దెర్ఫోర్ నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్, ఆల్ ద టైమ్ వి యూస్, వి సే ఐ యామ్. What is this I am? What is this word? What is the substance of this substantive I? The first person singular pronoun used by every individual human being to refer to oneself. Is it the body? Is it prana? Is it indriyani? Does it refer to the sense organs? Does it refer to the intellect, mind? Or so what is it? We do not know. We do not know that we do not know. So, we have to arrive at what exactly is the content of aham. The content of tarangaha. Taranga vastu is what? Jalam. Gross example, is it? What is the content of aham? What is swarupam of aham? What is the essential nature of aham? The truth of I. Absolutely. We have to arrive at it. Isn't it? Therefore, the following mantras from the next mantra onwards. Tasyedame vashiraha. How the teaching is presented, we'll see in tomorrow's class. Okay? From there onwards, Upanishad introduces another prakriya known as Panchakosha Prakriya. This Panchakosha Prakriya, the method of analyzing five koshas, the five material aspects, the material aspects which constitute the individual as five koshas, is to arrive at that reality of the universe obtaining as one's own self in one's own intellect. Therefore, the whole prakriya here presented in the five anuvakas on the second chapter is actually an elaborate explanation of the Rig Mantraha. This all following also is a mantra. The elaborate, the following Rig Mantra presents the elaborate explanation of the brief statement. Yo veda nihi tanguhayam parame vyoman. The Upanishad tells you a secret. A Brahman is available for recognition in the cave of intellect. Okay, how can you arrive at that Brahman obtaining in the cave of intellect? We need explanation. Therefore, Panchakosha Prakriya is an explanation of the Prakriya helps you arrive at that Brahman in one's own in the cave of intellect. Therefore, this Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam, that particular, okay, Guhayam Nihitam Brahma. That sentence is explained by the following anuvakas. So, Panchakosha Prakriya itself is to help us arrive at Brahman in the cave of intellect. The Upanishad simply states Brahman is the person who knows, discovers Brahman in the cave of intellect. Means what? It hints, oh, Brahman is available for recognition in the cave. But how I can arrive at the Brahman in the cave of intellect? We need explanation. Therefore, the following anuvaka, five anuvakas, second to, okay, the following anuvakas, including these mantras, present how we can arrive at the reality in the cave of intellect through the analysis of the physical, the material components which constitute the individual in terms of five koshas. Okay? So, tomorrow we'll be starting the new teaching. Om.
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.